welcome to this edition of Patrolling the Channel, a podcast to help you, the security solution provider, better serve your customers. I'm Jane Wright, and it's great to have you with us. Some security solution providers are offering short-term IT security staff as a service to their customers. Why would customers need short-term security personnel? Sometimes organizations need extra security expertise for a short time, either for a special project or to cover a staffing shortage. Security staff augmentation, as it's called, can be a profitable extension of your business plan. You may be thinking about starting or expanding your own staff augmentation business, and so today we'll be talking to Gordon Shevlin, Executive Vice President of Vendor Relations at Fishnet Security in Kansas City, Missouri. Fishnet has been offering security staff augmentation for a few years now, and they recently added an executive-level security staff augmentation offering. Gordon is going to share details about his company's security staff augmentations and talk about the lessons they have learned from the experience so far. Gordon, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
To start, tell us a little bit about the basics of security staff augmentation services.
So one of the things that is really interesting in staff augmentation is, even though companies think they have a good handle on their security needs, staff augmentation is amazingly important because you get different perspectives from our folks and also the channel as a whole when you have an individual that it keeps going around to multiple security companies. They gain so much knowledge, and so by having staff augmentation, we find that not only are we helping our guys gain information, but we're also passing that information on to the customer itself, which is invaluable in their whole scoping of what's going on in their infrastructure.
That's interesting. So it's a two-way street. When you send your staff out, they're also gaining experience that they can bring back after the engagement and use for other clients.
Yes, that's correct.
The thinking behind the service is that a customer might need to fill a gap while recruiting a new CISO or to cover for extended training or vacation time. But are there other reasons that may not be so obvious?
Yeah, absolutely. Many things that are going on in the industry right now, they're changing so fast. And the expertise becomes very tight. And so in many cases, a company like Fishnet or some of the other companies out there offer the expertise in certain areas where that company just doesn't have that type of expertise. And so that's a big reason, another really good reason. We have key people that understand those particular areas. So, again, that company hires us to give them our expertise that is very, very difficult and hard to find.
Tell us about your security staff augmentation engagements. How many do you usually have each year, and how long do they last?
So we probably will have 60 to 80 engagements per year under the staff augmentation, and they'll last anywhere from 2 weeks to, we've had 2 years.
Really?
Yes, really. And what happens is they become part of that. You know, in the 2 years case, they become part of the company, the company doesn't want them to go, and it works out fairly well.
Has a customer ever hired away one of your staff augmentation people? Because it seems to me that the more successful the engagement is, the more risk you have of losing a key member of your own team.
We do have contracts put in place for that, and yes, every once in a while the customer will come back and say, can I hire that individual, and I have relented a couple times and said, yes, you can, but we do have contracts in place where it has to be agreeable by us to let that person go.
Now, it seems like it would be difficult to manage a staff augmentation service because you don't know how many people you're going to need at any time in the future. So how do you handle the unpredictable ups and downs of the number of staff you will need to fulfill the future engagements?
Well, what's nice for us is we have a large enough bench of people. So what we can do is those folks that are not on a staff aug, they can be just delivering professional services to a lot of our other customers. So when a staff aug does come up, we'll take an individual, put them in, but they can do multiple things. And so what we're trying to effectively do is minimize the amount of staff that we have on the bench, and to cross-train them offers the advantage both for our customers and for us to make sure that they're out there and being billable.
What are the legal implications for a security solution provider offering a security staff augmentation? For example, what if there's a serious data breach during the time that your staff augmentation person is in charge?
Well, usually that's covered under, it's a group, usually a group side. It's not just one person, it's a group side, but there is contractual agreements put in place for such an event. And again, we're doing the best we possibly can for that customer. So if that did take place, there's a lot of things that also happen as a series where we'll have forensics come in from our company and find out what's going on, where it's going on. So Fishnet happens to have the whole pie and can enable that customer to get the information as quickly as possible and shut that down as quickly as possible. But for the integrators on the whole, there is contracts put in place that hold us accountable in some ways, but also we're protected by the contract itself.
There aren't a lot of solution providers who are currently offering security staff augmentation services. Why do you think this is?
There's probably two reasons. The first reason is they really don't have a big enough bench to make that happen. The second reason is usually what happens is these guys concentrate on applications or networking and or the PCI side. And so they don't have a comfort in going in to do a staff aug where it might have to do with physical security as well as networking security as well as, application security. So, again, the key factor is having those individuals who can cover multiple different areas and do multiple different things. And so that's my theory is why that my competitors aren't strong in putting in the staff augmentation.
What's the sweet spot of a security staff augmentation? And by that I mean, what would be the easiest and most profitable engagement for you?
One of the things that's really important, I always like the longer ones where they're in there six months to a year. And what the benefit that comes out from those is we naturally help the customer, but we're also gaining the information about that customer and about that particular vertical that customer is in. And so we're gaining so much information that's a huge advantage for us also.
Do you have any final words of advice for security solution providers who are considering getting into the staff augmentation business?
One of the key factors in the staff augmentation business that many people don't realize is when you're going into a customer under a staff augmentation, you learn everything about that customer. And you learn it from the inside, which gives you valuable knowledge about how to help that customer, whether it be for product, whether it be for other services. That in itself is a huge benefit for staff augmentation.
Gordon Shevlin, Executive Vice President of Vendor Relations at Fishnet Security, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks to all of our listeners. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover in an upcoming edition of Patrolling the Channel, let us know. You can email us at editor@searchsecuritychannel.com. That's editor@searchsecuritychannel.com. And don't forget to check out our entire podcast archive. Just search for Patrolling the Channel. Until next time, I'm Jane Wright.